From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, Lila Downs, a musical voice that blends Mexico's traditional roots and cross-border political activism.
Sintonizando con el mundo de los vivos desde Radio Mictlán.
Dedicada a todas las compañeras y hermanos periodistas
en la línea del fuego.
Estoy tan decepcionada y es que no te creo más. Si ya me lo prometiste, yo quiero la verdad. Un vito de copal. Un vito, yo quiero la verdad. Y van pasando las horas y es que no puedo respirar. Me causas mucho desvelo, parece que penando estás.
This is Texas Matters. From Texas Public Radio, I'm David Martin Davies. Singer-songwriter Lila Downs uses the traditions and iconography of Mexico to create musical landscapes depicting the great diversity of her homeland. She weaves native music of Mexico with modern-day styles, including rock, blues, mariachi, and cumbia. Throughout her career, Downs has received several awards, including a Grammy and a number of Latin Grammys. She has developed a global audience of dedicated listeners who are as drawn to her for her unique music as for her activism on social issues. Downs is performing Friday night in San Antonio at the Lila Cockrell Theater. She spoke with Yvette Benavides from her home in Oaxaca, Mexico.
For those who are uninitiated, how would you define or describe your music?
Music that is somehow involved with the roots of different styles of music in Latin America mainly, but also influenced by contemporary forms of music. And I would say that it's my concern to sing songs about people who at one point may be not so fortunate and have a situation that is difficult in their lives, but in spite of that, they rise above it and keep walking and keep working and keep singing. And those are the people who inspire me to compose songs about them.
And those themes about facing challenges and overcoming obstacles, that seems to be a reflection of your story and your authentic self, isn't it?
Well, it is true that as a young woman, I did face some surprises, I guess, about being a woman when you are left without a man in your family here in Mexico, and also the notion of having to defend yourself when you're a very young woman. And I think that gave me the strength to realize the things that I needed to say and to show the admiration that I have for amazing people who are a lot of times taken for granted. And I think that's what's happening a lot, to a large extent today in the U.S., taken for granted, you know, not appreciated. A lot of people not appreciated for the great work that they do for society to be in movement.
Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. En la mirada del volcán que duerme con su enamorada y estás igual duerme por el valle van llegando miles al espacio.
how do you feel about the current political climate and the rise of Trump?
Well, I'm very saddened to see that it has grown. His popularity has grown because at first I think we all thought it was just a big joke, and I guess that the joke's on us right now. I am disappointed to see a lot of Latino people who support and have this notion that it's somehow okay to to side with him, and so I'm disappointed in being an American in a way, and that it saddens me. But it's a place that's interesting for reflection in lyrics, and we're working on a song right now that talks about you know the tension that I think he's playing. You know, the people who are in need, the vulnerable people, he's playing them against each other. And in the end, is he going to be there to care for both sides when they confront each other? And if people go to war over the themes that he's bringing up, I don't think that he will. I think he's a bit of a coward when it really comes down to the fight.
Well, I did, in my research about you, read about the many instances of discrimination that you have both experienced and observed around you.
Yes, I have been, you know, a Mexican-American, the story of a Mexican-American, as well as a Mexican national, which has its cultural particularities, and as well as having an Indian or Native American mother from the Mixtec group in the south of Mexico in Oaxaca. So I have had these three identities. My father, of course, was an Anglo-American of Scottish descent, and so it was confusing growing up in these different hues of being Latin American and North American, and expressing identity has been, I guess, a language of survival for myself, and I guess for a lot of other people, as I have seen through the expression of our music.
Estaba sentada la parca, fumándose de su tabaco. Su chilico pal, como que vas del camino, yo me llevo a tu hija santa, si no pones en mi altar vino, yo me llevo a tu hija santa, si no pones en mi altar vino. Se muerto, sí, se muerto, no, el muerto aquí ya se escogió, el diputado y el alacrán, por corrupción los enterrarán, se ha muerto, sí, se muerto.
What I find so interesting is that you don't shy away from language, so and the various languages that you incorporate in your songwriting, from indigenous languages to English and Spanish. I find that so interesting because there's a risk, I think, of alienating a mass audience, but it seems like it's a recipe for a certain kind of success in that people don't do respond very positively.
Yes, they do. I think I have been incredibly fortunate in the reception of our music and of the themes that are woven in our music. And I think one of my main concerns is expressing the beauty of diversity as well. And that being in Oaxaca, I live part of the time here in Oaxaca now, and it's as well, it's complex here because we are a very diverse state. We have 16 different languages within the state, and so each ethnic group has their particular view on things, and we do come together in many respects, but in others we do not. So interesting for me to see how at the same time, you know, humans are constantly looking for reassurance, I guess, of our existence. And through art, I find, you know, these feel that I can feel that I am alive, or it's a kind of a testimonial of my existence.
Did your studies in university of anthropology come into play when you decided to make a life as a singer and songwriter?
I think so. I think I try not to be so serious because as an anthropologist, I do tend to approach subjects with a lot of concern about authenticity. But I'm mainly concerned that artistically, it can somehow elevate us above all the documentation or the narratives or the different things that I had mentioned before, you know, particularities in certain ethnic groups. And I hope that somehow music can be more of a universal language where we can see that diversity but relate to it by laughing or dancing or expressing other kinds of emotions.
Una cruz de madera de la más corriente. Esto es lo que pido cuando yo me muero. Yo no quiero lujos ni mesas de adobes. No quiero una caja que valga millones. Lo único que quiero es que cante canciones, que sea una gran fiesta, la muerte de un pobre. Yo no quiero llantos, yo no quiero penas, no quiero tristeza, yo no quiero nada. Lo único que quiero es que allá en mi velorio una serenata por la madrugada.
This is Texas Matters, and you're listening to singer-songwriter Lila Downs speaking with Yvette Benavides.
Somebody explained to me this idea of the misconceptions people have about what Mexico is, what is Mexican and what is Mexico, and compared it to this idea of how the astronauts felt seeing the Earth from the moon. When you really explore and travel through all of Mexico, you see the wide diversity. And you have a more clear-eyed appreciation for that diversity. Do you ever experience that while you travel through the United States? That kind of
yes, of course. Mm-hmm. I think the U.S. is an amazing place as well, where you can learn from all the different subcultures and different ethnicities that have come and adapted as well, and have their own brand of culture in the U.S. And it's that's why it's fascinating. Every place in the world really is fascinating that way, and I think that this is a wonderful time in some respects, because the Latin community and the Mexican American community and the whatever it is that the communities that are living in the U.S. wish to call themselves. Because this is also changing constantly, can somehow teach, other people about who we are and what diverse cultures we come from and how we're really deeply rooted in our history and the stories of our grandmothers and the beauty of the cultures that come together. And I have seen that more now, and I think that it is because we have been, spoken about, and we have been, spurned in a way. So people are now, you know, kind of coming out of the closet, so to speak, and I love to see that. So in a way, that those are the positive things.
Yes, it's like this intercultural appreciation, and I see it so much in your work. For instance, with Raíz, the album that you made with Nina Pastori and Soledad.
Yeah.
And then also your duets with, for instance, Juanes or Mercedes Sosa. Such a generous spirit among some might lump anybody who speaks Spanish altogether, but it is such a generous spirit across cultures, really.
Yeah, I think that for myself, I mean, speaking from my experience, growing up, I guess, between these three cultures, it has been very enriching. And I remember when I was a child hoping to live in a place like New York City where you could have a neighbor from East India and you could have a neighbor from Japan, and there was somebody, you know, from the Philippines, and then somebody from Chile, maybe in Peru. And my life, fortunately, has been a little bit like this. Through music, I have been able to collaborate with people like this record that you're talking about. We got to know flamenco musicians and people from the south of Spain in the Andalusian tradition, and learn from it, and learn from the stories and the grandmother's stories, which I love to hear, and as well with Soledad, who taught us a lot about the different genres that are developing as well in Argentina and that have, you know, existed in what they call some of their traditional music. And it's fascinating.
It is, and I see also the parallels and the echoes of songs of despecho and songs that might be suited for a cantina, whether in a happy moment or a sad moment of despecho. And Balas y Chocolate, which is your latest album, it's been described as more personal than some of your other work. But there is still that spirit of both of the joy and the sorrow.
Yeah, I hope so. I think in a way it's probably the saddest time in my life because my husband has a very serious heart condition, and so I started writing these songs about, you know, death and dying, and mainly the way that we treat it in Mexico is that, you know, you write to La Muerte face on, and you write her a few verses, and you can do it in any way that you want, really. What I did is I wrote various songs about her coming and deciding, well, I'm taking this person and that person and the other person, and so it is personal in a way, but it's also I think it's the first time that we got into the studio. We did demos with the guys, with the musicians, and we ate a lot of food and we drank a lot, and then we would go and record these demos, and it just worked out very organically. And I think, you know, death makes a good time for reflection about the gift of life. And so, in a way, it is very celebratory because of that.
Viene la muerte echando rasero, se lleva al joven, también al viejo. La muerte viene echando parejo, no se le escapa ni un pasajero.
Viene la muerte echando rasero. pasajero.
Mueren obispos, mueren profetas, mueren vicarios y confesores. Ya no los curan ni los doctores, ya no les valen las ampolletas.
Mueren cantantes, mueren poetas.
So many of your social justice issues and these causes that you fight for and that you defend, it seems like so much of that is about death, like the Ayotzinapa students and the women of Juarez and these kinds of things. Now, and granted, those are not causes of celebration or deaths around the idea of celebrating, but certainly to celebrate what they stood for or what they stand for even now.
Yeah, they are issues that are difficult to deal with. A lot of people don't want to hear the darkness that is going on in Mexico and, of course, in the U.S. as well. And yet, we have it, you know, in our subconscious. It's constantly there. So I think that's one of the magical things that music and art can do in general, is that somehow you can relate to an image or to a story or to a color of sound, and maybe this will make you feel and make you cry or make you express the frustration. I think in my own self, I have had so much frustration, you know, anguish. What can we do as a society? What can I do as an individual, as a songwriter? How can you write songs that can somehow speak the truth but be uplifting at the same time? And it is constantly a challenge.
Now you'll be returning to San Antonio once again.
Yeah, we are so happy to come to San Antonio. It always feels like coming home, coming to a certain place that is in our mind, in our heart, and of course, you know, performing with the Guadalupe Dance Company is quite a treat. The Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center has been, you know, an important symbol for us from the first time that we came to San Antón. So I'm very happy that it worked out this way.
So are we. San Antonio loves you very much, very much. And Lila, one more question I want to ask you about upcoming projects. I read that you are now working on recording an album of American standards.
I am, yeah. I'm possibly, I'm doing three different things, so it's a little difficult, but one of the things that Paul and I have wanted to do for a long time is record, you know, a few of the standards and then also mariachis, mm-hmm. mariachi music, and we have a possible project with Yo-Yo Ma, and so we'll see how that goes. We're working on original music right now.
Ya miré el infierno, ya miré las noticias. Fosas, muertos, daño a madre naturaleza. Ambición, poder, y a mí me agarró la depre.
Todos quieren tajo del petróleo, viste. Y a quemar la madre tierra con urgencia. Para hacer más carros, para gastar más dinero. Si pudieras comprarte la felicidad.
Y todo amaneció mejor, mejor. Y todo amaneció mejor, mejor. Y todo amaneció mejor, mejor. Y todo amaneció mejor, mejor.
Tú eres la patria de toda mi ilusión.
Lila Downs is an internationally renowned singer and songwriter. Her music celebrates the diversity of Mexico's indigenous people, mixing their native languages and philosophies of life with traditional music of Mexico and modern-day styles. She is performing Friday night at the Lila Cockrell Theater in San Antonio. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can write to us with an email to texasmatters@tpr.org. And you can write directly on our show page on our website at tpr.org. That's where you can find past Texas Matters programs to listen to, and you can find us on iTunes. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.